When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our hosts, Dr. Tim and Zach Clinton.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I'm Zach, stepping in to say that today's program is very special to me. My dad, Dr. Tim, recently sat down with Dr. Rick Rigsby at our Ignite Men's Impact Weekend that took place in Grand Prairie, Texas. These two men were backstage talking right after Rick offered an altar call to the men in attendance, where hundreds of men answered the call and came forward to lay their sins at the foot of the cross. It was powerful and impactful, to say the least. Well, Rick wanted to shine a light on what he sees as a direct cry from God for men to answer the call to rise up and combat what he calls a spiritual dullness. My dad and Rick bring it back to the book of Micah. This is inspirational for everyone, men, women, husbands, wives, teens, and even singles trying to find their way. Dr. Rick is an author. He's a chaplain of sports teams, has a master's in theology, and check this out, has a PhD in philosophy. My friend, I am so glad you're here. Let's join them now.
Rick, what a delight to have you. So honored to have you join me.
Dr. Clinton, my friend Tim, it is always a pleasure to be with you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know how much I love you and your family.
Rick, we are in Texas, your home state. We're down here throwing down at a Men's Ignite Impact Weekend. And Rick, you just came off the stage. This was a different feel. The altar was slammed. There's a stirring. There's something happening, Rick. Do you sense it? Do you feel it? What are your thoughts on the morning?
I think you're absolutely right. I really believe that what made this conference very different is that men sense the seriousness of this moment. This is a critical inflection in the history of the world right now. Worldwide, especially here in the United States, there is division the likes of which we've never seen in every arena, from politics to gender, to religion. And the question becomes, has a nation lost its God? Has a nation left its one and only holy God? And you could feel that reverberating in the atmosphere all throughout the morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for starting up down there. The fire's lit here.
Amen.
Rick, I think you're right. I think men, somewhere in the midst of this storm we find ourselves in, have sensed a call to battle all over again. If you believe someone's coming at you, you believe somebody's going to take you out, you begin to, quote, prep and you fight differently is what you do.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Every moment becomes critical. You know, I heard Matt Chandler, great pastor, a friend of yours as well, lead pastor of the Village Church. He said when he was in critical condition and facing death, he realized the frivolousness of most conversations he had with other men previous. But when he was given a death sentence, God healed him of brain cancer. But when he was given a death sentence, he said, all of a sudden, I did not have time for the artificial. I did not have time for the superficial. I did not have time for meaningless conversations.
Yeah, we're hearing reports that younger men are showing up at church. I mean, they're coming back. They're saying, wait a second, something's up. Rick, you spoke today on spiritual dullness.
Yes.
I want to go there for a moment because it really caught my attention. Coming out of the book of Micah.
Yeah.
Take us there, Rick. I mean, there's something that God did in your heart because obviously the men got it. I mean, it resonated.
Micah so reminds me when he spoke of the time that we're living in today. Here you have these various religious leaders who are practicing idolatry and wickedness of every kind, and the people are following it. They're listening to every voice except God. And then to appease God, as if that was possible, they're offering all these trite sacrifices. Thank God he always has a spokesperson. It was a minor prophet named Micah going up against Jotham, going up against Ahaz, going up against all that wickedness. And he says, hey, let me tell you something. God doesn't want your sacrifices. You know what God requires? That you live justly. In other words, that you treat people with respect and dignity. No one is beneath you. That you love kindness. In other words, be kind to people even if they're not kind to you, even if they don't vote like you, even if they don't smell like you, even if they don't act like you. Be kind. And by the way, start in your own house by honoring your wife with your words. Be kind to people. And third, walk humbly with your God. Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity, Doc. You know what's really true? We both know, you and I are seminary trained. We understand that all sin is sin, right? However, I think pride is the most besetting of all sins because sin is simply our way of getting our needs met. Pride says, I have none. And so he is telling us, walk humbly. You know, as we were getting ready to go on stage, I just was rereading Solomon's words in Proverbs. There are six things that God hates, no seven that are an abomination to him. First one, haughty eye. Second one, a lying tongue. Those are symptoms of spiritual dullness. What produces spiritual dullness? Think about our society today. It's produced when we are co-opted by things that don't amount to a hill of beans, which means we have a listening deficiency, which means that we don't focus, we're easily interrupted, and we elevate things above God. We have false gods, what the Bible refers to as idols. What does that produce? We drink from cisterns that are broken. That is us in 2024.
I heard a modern day definition of the word tragedy. Being successful in the things that really don't matter. You're right. Somewhere along this way, we've gotten caught up in things that we thought mattered, but they don't matter. Somehow, as Dr. Dobson would say, life will begin to trash your trophies. It'll get your attention because the things that you put in the showcase that you thought mattered, they don't matter. What really matters, and you go back to loving God, loving people, and then holding on to truth. Don't just love, hold on. Yeah. Hold the line. Somewhere, somebody's got to do something. Somewhere, somebody's got to step up.
That's right.
And this is one of those moments, I think, where it's like, hey, somebody do something.
That's right. That's right. You know, one of the things I love about Ignite is that folks get to see these former athletes and current athletes and realize they're no different than I am. I got the same struggles that they have. They have the same struggles that I do. And I mentioned on stage Deion Sanders, who's the current coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. And regardless of what you think.
I like Deion.
I love him.
We coming. I like about it.
Yeah, he doesn't play around with it. We coming after you. You should have got me my first year.
And hey, even if you beat him, we're not. What's the old Babe Ruth quote? Hey, it's hard to beat a man who never gives up.
That's exactly right.
He just keeps coming. Okay.
That's exactly
well,
right.
Hey, I'm tired of beating on that boy, and somewhere he starts taking you. He takes you downtown.
He Isn't he a breath of fresh air?
Deion's fun.
He really
Deion's
is.
Deion's fun to me.
I'd love to see him at a future Ignite. He does an interview, and I mentioned it on stage. Is it okay to share that?
Please.
Because I thought the men really connected to this. It speaks to exactly what you're saying. Why is it that we keep drinking out of these broken cisterns, and men are realizing that I'm not being satisfied? An interviewer recently asked Deion, how did you come to Christ? He goes, I was kissing hell. I was making love to hell. I was sleeping with hell. He goes, I am at the top of my game. I'm playing in World Series. I'm playing in Super Bowls, and yet I don't feel any love from anybody except my kids. And then he said these words, Doc. He said, I'm in bed with two or three women, none of us satisfied. Got 300, 400, 500 pair of shoes, but walking in the wrong direction. Got 100 suits, but I can't cover the pain. I got a 15,000 square foot house, but I don't have a home. And it wasn't until I stopped trying to get the accolades of men and women to satisfy me and went to a just and sovereign God, Jesus was the only one that could satisfy me. I think that difficult times push us, challenge us to go, you know what, Jesus, I've tried everything else, and now I'm going to say yes to you. That's where we are as men right now.
Rick, Daryl Strawberry was also here at Men's Ignite, and he lit the place up. I mean, you know, and what resonated, too, is what along the lines of what you just talked about with Deion. He said, I've been to the top of the hill. He said, ain't nobody there. Ain't nobody there. And I thought, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a word that we need to understand. We need to stop chasing those skinny rabbits. You know, that we need to shut this stuff down. God help us to get refocused.
Yeah.
And get dialed back in.
Yes.
Rick, the older you get, the more the math's pretty simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the carpets are ripped out from underneath you. Maybe something really rocks your world. And Rick, something happened to you way back early that changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your wiring, your story.
I was on my way to the network. I was a television reporter in Northern California. Prior to that, I was in college and married the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen in my life. And I had one goal, make it to the network. And I was doing well. I was an award-winning television guy. After those first couple of kids, working 100 hours a week just didn't sound very appealing, and went back to school. Got a couple degrees, and now I'm teaching. And things are just really starting to happen. I become an ordained minister. I start speaking, and I'm doing this and that. Eventually get to Texas A&M University, meet legendary R.C. Slocum, who's one of my dearest friends to this very day. He hires me as his character coach and chaplain. So here I am, an award-winning professor. I'm a chaplain and character coach for the Texas A&M Aggies. I'm speaking all over the world, and I'm preaching, right? My wife, the mother of my two children, gets sick, breast cancer. And after 6 years, the Lord says, it's time, Trina, to fold your tent and change your address. And we are beyond devastated. Tim, if it wasn't for the Lord God Almighty, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair. My whole world just literally collapsed. I remember spending several months shaking my fists at God, and then with the other hand, holding tightly to Him. And it was in those moments that I realized the sovereignty of God. So I've seen His goodness and His bounty for the last 28 years, and it all began at the casket of a wife.
Rick, someone's listening right now, and they're lost.
Yeah.
In my phone right now, I've got a message from a guy who wants me to call him today. Went on a vacation with his family, came back, and about 24 hours after they got home, his wife was having a conversation with his daughter, and she fell over. She suffered a brain aneurysm, and within 3-4 days, she was gone, out of nowhere. He journeyed through it. Now he's on the other side of this, and he's living in that space of, like, insanity for him. He can't reconcile all of it. He knows God, and he's in this grief valley. He's just crying out.
Yeah.
He said, Tim, I'm utterly devastated. I'm lost.
Yeah.
I'm lost. He's in that zone you were talking about, Rick.
Yes.
But someone like him, or it can be some other loss, some other challenge, whatever it is, there are a lot of people out there who are living in that space where they just don't feel like they have any hooks.
Yeah.
And they're frantically reaching. They're searching. What do you say, Rick? What do you, how do you encourage them in that moment?
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I've been there. I'll likely be there again. And as a pastor, I get calls like this almost on a daily basis. I want those of you that Dr. Clinton just described to close your eyes, and I want you to listen to the greatest encouragement I could possibly offer. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He guides me along the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want to encourage you that no matter what you're going through, the Lord is your shepherd. He goes before you, defender behind you. You don't have to fear. You're filled with anointing, cup overflowing. You don't have to fear whatsoever. You tell yourself 100 times a day, Father, you're going before me. Defender behind me. Friends, listen to me. I literally had to say that 100, 200, 300, 400 times a day just to make it through the day. I get it, but don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop until you can get to the point where you say, surely, goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You will, because he can. You will, because he is.
Rick, I have a Bible. When my dad passed away, it was the only thing I wanted. I wanted my dad's Bible. And my dad lost my mom about 10 years before he passed. And I interviewed him about how he did that. How did you make it? And he was honest. He said, Tim, the hardest times were in the middle of the night. I would reach over to touch her, and nobody was there. She's gone. She was gone.
Gone.
Yeah. Fast forward, his Bible that I got, I have it. I have it at home. It's a tattered Bible written all over the place. Inside of it, in the front of that Bible, is a picture of my mother. And around that picture of my mother, it says, Mid, her name was Mildred, Mid, how I have missed you. It will be a grand reunion one day soon.
Amen.
Yeah. And he held on to that. You could see the tear stains on that picture.
Yeah.
You heard him saying?
Oh, I do.
And how he would say, and one day, I'm going to see the one.
Yeah.
Because of him.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll see you again.
Yeah.
And when my dad, right before he died, he looked at me and said, Tim, listen to me. It's because of him. I'll see you again.
Yeah.
He said, I'll see you again.
And you know, Tim, the reason why that story is so poignant today is because your father honored your mother. I'd like to believe that I honored my first wife, Trina, and that I'm honoring my second wife, Janet. Some men are just throwing that privilege away. They're flirting with this woman and taking pictures of that with that woman and carousing with this woman. Realize that you're with a gift from God that God specially made just for you. That means you drink from one well, period. And you tell yourself every day, am I doing everything I can to glorify my Lord, to honor my wife, to serve my family, and to advance the kingdom of God? Those are your basics. I had a third grade dropout daddy who told me you'll never accomplish anything unless you execute the basics.
Rick, I think I heard you say this today. It's not how long you live. It's how you live.
Oh, boy. You're really going to make me cry some more, aren't you? Those were Trina's, literally, those were some of her last words. Her last words to me were, I don't want you to be alone. I mean, could you say that? To Julie, I would never. I'm too selfish.
I'm gonna take him out. I'm gonna take him out.
If you do marry, there better be a full length poster of me in the bedroom. but our wives are very different. Trina said to me, her last words were, "You weren't meant to be alone. and my babies need a mother. But prior to that, she said, you know, Ricky, it doesn't matter to me any longer how long I live. And then back to those that are at the brink that you initially started this segment with, if you are in the midst of a storm, how you live is critical. I actually think I ministered most effectively when I was in a storm. Think about that. Makes no sense, Tim.
You know, the old Puritans called it the Valley of Vision.
That's exactly right.
You see differently down in that place.
Yes.
And when you're on your back, they say the only way to look is up. Somewhere,
that's
somehow,
it.
He begins to just reveal himself in a way that allows you to hold on to one day.
Yeah.
He'll wipe away every tear.
Boy, you said it.
There will be no more weeping and crying. Rick, I want to close this way. Hey,
we have to close.
There's something that's happening. You can't look at Ohio State and see that God is doing something. You can't look at Ole Miss and see something happening. The fire, it's stirring.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a message. People are pushing back. They're tired of being shamed and silenced and stigmatized. They're tired of the beatdown of faith. You know, it's time to rise up. You know why? Because at the end of the day, there's nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing else to hold on to.
Yeah, yeah.
Without him, game over.
Yeah.
Hey, let's suit up. Let's show up.
Come on.
Let's speak up. Let's get something done for such a time as this. Rick, if people want to learn more about you, where can they go?
RickRigsby.com. That's it.
Rick, if they want to have you speak, whatever.
RickRigsby.com.
I love it. RickRigsby.com. Listen, one of my favorite people in all the world.
Tim, I love you so much.
God has used you so much in my life, Rick. I'm eternally grateful. I love your faithfulness. I love the joy that's in you. It's contagious. It is, man. It's powerful. Somewhere, God turned your mourning
into dancing.
Into dancing.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is.
What a delight to have you. Thank you. On behalf of Zach, our entire team at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, down at the American Association of Christian Counselors and more, Rick, we salute you.
Thank you.
And pray that God will give you great strength and boldness and courage in this hour.
Amen.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Clinton. You know you're my favorite, too. I love you so much, brother.
Love you, Rick.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The Center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the Center, it's just life-altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I am so grateful for the Center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The Center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it, watch what happens.
Call the Center, a place of hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a place of hope. The number is 888- 726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a great number of people to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a place of hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you. Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with?
Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Caring Council Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Caring Council Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to caringcouncil.com. That's caringcouncil.com.